Yo, man, the Locks and Dipset just shut Versus down, dog. Let's talk about it. What is steak and eggs? It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs,
tomato. Steak and egg. Steak and egg.
Yeah.
Steak and egg.
What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah. What up, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. How y'all doing out there, dog? I really hope y'all just tuned in to the Locks vs. Dipset battle on Versus, dog. It was lit. First and foremost, man, like and subscribe. Follow Steak and Eggs on every platform, dog. Follow the podcast. Go to www.steakandeggs.com for the merch. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Patreon, everywhere like that. And then like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, dog. And wherever you check your podcast out, this is where you can check this episode out at. You know what I'm saying? But back to the Versus, dog. If you grew up on Dipset and the Locks like I did, dog, you know what I'm saying? And just real pure hip hop, man, dog, there's no way that you saw this and wasn't like satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I really had such a great time, dog. Straight like tears of joy, you know what I'm saying? You know those tears where it's like you so excited, like you get the energy, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the feeling, you know what I'm saying? Because these are some of my favorite rappers, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like I really grew up on that Bad Boy, that Diplomats, the, you know what I'm saying, the Locks, D Block, State Property, the entire Rockefeller, like, man, Rough Riders, you know what I'm saying? And even down south to No Limit and Cash Money, A Ball, MJG, Ghetto Boys, you know what I'm saying? UGK, stuff like that, man. Like, I'm a real hip hop kid. I'm a real hip hop head. You know what I'm saying? And as far as, like, you know, just like the East Coast, dog, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Locks, man, the Rough Riders, man, they had the game on lock for a long time, man. And so it was just like, dog, like, just that energy that they just bought on stage, just really, they really just kind of bullied it. Like, they really just bullied it, dog. Like, you know, I mean, for the last couple of weeks, you know, Styles and Jim have been just going back and forth, you know what I'm saying, just playing around, having that little, you know, just friendly competition and stuff, but these dudes are really friends. And I think, like, you know, eventually through the battle they had to establish that, like, I know that it looked like we really out here like don't like each other, or you think that our homies finna bang with each other. Like, nah, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe some of they homies was, because it was getting like that, bro. But that's just New York cats in general. New York cats, dog, why I like New York people, and New York cats, dog, and you know, because like they just have like a serious energy to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? They could be dead ass playing, but it's like they'll be like, you'll be like, wait, is bruh serious right now, bro? Like, that's just how New York people is. And a lot of people don't get that about them. So a lot of people will be like, oh, they too cocky. It's like, nah, it's like, yeah, it's cocky, but it's a confidence to them. Like, they just know who they are. Like, they really believe in the stuff that they selling and what they talking about. And you heard that through their music, and that's just their attitude. And you know, different boroughs have a different type of attitude to them too. So it's like Harlem guys, they talk they stuff, but they more flashy. And with the Locks, man, they from Yonkers. They from, you know what I'm saying, for real uptown. They got their own little kind of like own little borough type stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was just pretty cool, man, to just see that, man. They really just brought that energy. They brought that entire, like, that swag to them, where you see why Puff had picked those guys up when they were kids, when they were like, you know what I'm saying, teenagers, you know what I'm saying? Like, Puff and DNY had really got those dudes when they were young guys, you know what I'm saying? And you can see why, what they saw in them. And and just knowing the history of the Locks, you know what I'm saying? Like, we wouldn't have a Cam'ron if it wasn't for Bad Boy. So it's just dope to just see that entire lineage to be on stage. We wouldn't have a Cam'ron, and we wouldn't have a Dipset if it wasn't for Bad Boy being what Bad Boy Records was, you know what I'm saying, with Biggie being Biggie. And he wanted to sign Cam'ron before he passed away, and he ended up passing away. But he had told his mans, like, yo, you know what I'm saying, I'm a signed dude. And Cam had actually went and found the dude, and that's how Cam had got his deal. And years later, you get Dipset. So these guys have been friends and been connected for a long time. Like Cam'ron and those guys have been on tour with the Lox before. They, you know what I'm saying, really have old songs with these guys, you know what I'm saying, dating back to the 90s. So, you know, like it was just really, it's just like that friendly competition, but those guys was just talking stuff to each other. And so that was just, it was real funny, man. They had a good time up there, but just that energy that the Lox bought, the energy that Kiss bought, you know what I'm saying? You know why Kiss is top five dead or alive, dog. He definitely one of my favorite rappers. He's definitely top five in my book. He's on my top five list. You know what I'm saying? My top five list goes Jay-Z, Nas, Jadakiss, Fabulous, Lloyd Banks, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like however I'm feeling at the moment of where I might just be ranking cats, you know what I'm saying? But that's definitely my top five, and it hasn't changed since I was a teenager, you know what I'm saying? But within my top 10, then, you know, I got, you know what I'm saying, cats like Cam and, you know, everybody like that. So, you know, I really grew up on these guys. I grew up on those mixtapes, those Dipset Volume 1 through 5s, the Writer's Blocks, everything that Jim dropped, from Purple City to Come On My Way to Church, you know what I'm saying? The Back Like Cook Crack tapes, you know what I'm saying? Everything like that. So, you know, they didn't really get a chance to really get deep in their mixtape bag. They really didn't even get a chance to really go crazy with their discography, neither one of them, but they did do their thing. And so the Lox, man, they just like, you, a lot of people, man, I think look at it like Dipset being they like who they are, being that they the more popular artists, they the more flashier artists, as far as fashion goes, as far as like really kind of being influential and kind of how a lot of cats move and how a lot of cats dress and everything. When Dipset stepped on the scene, man, like, you know, kids all around the world wanted to be like them. You know, Cam really had cats wearing pink. So it's just like, I think a lot of people went in with that notion that it was just like, oh, it's just gonna be a landslide, you know what I'm saying, because Dipset had the more popular songs or whatever it is. But you fail to remember that, like, the Lox really has bangers, bro. They are really a three-man trio of, like, literally MCs, bro. Like, it's just not about fashion with these guys. Like, no, these dudes can really rap, and not to mention they really do have songs with Biggie, and they really do have songs with DMX. Like, they were really on rap labels with these guys. They were really on record labels with DMX and Biggie. RIP to both of them, you know what I'm saying? Two legends gone too soon. But the Lox really were friends with these dudes, and they really got songs with them, so they can dig in that bag. On, they were really playing Blackout, they were playing Reservoir Dogs, you know what I'm saying? They played Niggas That Started Something, they played the Honey remix by Mariah Carey, Jenny from the Block with J-Lo, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Chic song, I forgot what song that was, man. But that was a popular song, dog, and it came out in back, like, I think, like, 08 or something like that, and I can't think of the name of that song right now, but they played that, like, so it's just like, man, the Lox got hits, bro. They played 24 Hours to Live. You know, I was happy to hear All for the Love. That's my favorite one of my favorite hip-hop songs, definitely my favorite Jadakiss song, you know what I'm saying? And for him to play All for the Love, dog, was like, okay, like, that sealed the deal. Like, that was one of the reasons why, like, just both of these groups are reasons why I learned how to rap, like, why I took learning how to rap seriously, and why I'm able to do Steak and Eggs, is because of these guys really giving me that real hip-hop and really something to be inspired by and look up to, just as a kid and being in the classroom when I was a kid, not paying attention to the teacher, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm hearing her out of one ear, but I'm writing raps, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's because of people like this. And so it really just made me happy. It made me feel inspired. It took me back in the day when I was a kid, when my dad used to buy those records, you know what I'm saying? When albums used to drop on Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Like, and my dad was there to get all those albums because he was a DJ, you know what I'm saying? And then when I finally was able to start downloading mixtapes for myself, and I'm in high school and stuff like that. And I'm staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning, knowing that I got to be up at 7 to catch the bus. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sitting up here downloading The Champ Is Her Part 1, The Champ Is Her Part 2. You know what I'm saying? And then it made me happy for Kiss to rap his version of Who Shot Ya, which was on The Champ Is Her Part 3. And so, like, he actually, like, really rapped that verse, dog. I was like, oh my god, bro. Like, man, y'all don't even understand, bro. I really hope everybody that really checked it out really has that same feeling that I do. Like, I really hope y'all were entertained. I hope y'all were satisfied. You know, yeah, even if we gonna say who lost or whatever it is, okay, if Dipset lost, bro, hip-hop won, man. The fans won, bro. Like, if you part of hip-hop culture, if you a fan of the culture, if you really love real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Even if you love the newer hip-hop, man, and you probably just got on to something that you wasn't familiar with today, if you tuned in, bro, I really hope you really enjoyed yourself, because this is what a lot of kids really grew up with, bro. You were really tuned in to what Dipset and D-Block was doing, with Dipset and the Locks and Rough Riders and G-Unit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were really tuned in to what Rockefeller was doing. And so I really think it's dope that you know what I'm saying, like, Dipset, State Property, and the Locks about to go on tour. And when you know, like, the real history of, like, how many, like, all these guys had beef once upon a time. Well, the Locks didn't have beef with the Diplomats, but Dipset, even though they were on Rockefeller, had beef with State Property. You know what I'm saying? It was turmoil while they were there, and then afterward it was, you know what I'm saying, diss tracks going on and stuff like that. But, you know, they were on Rockefeller when Jadakiss and Beans was dissing each other, and they was going back and forth, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So it's just like, to see everything just come full circle, man, it was awesome, man. I really, really enjoyed it. I had fun, man. I just rapping everything, you know, loud, like, just in my crib, man. I'm just loud as hell, because it's like, this is music that I grew up on. So, you know, I said RIP to Black Rob. Like I said, they performed 24 Hours to Live. What else, man? You know, I don't even feel like I'm really talking about Dipset for real, man. But, you know, Jim, man, he performed G's Up, man. He performed Certified Gangsta, which was ill. Cam'ron, of course, had to go into Suck It or, he had to play Suck It or Not. Killer Cam, definitely they did I Really Mean It last. What else, man? Santana, he performed Santana, even Santana's Town. They performed Crunk Music, Shot Us. Yeah, man, they did they thing, man. But like I said, the Locks brought all the energy, mad energy. They was talking all stuff, dog. But it was so fun, man. It was really enjoyable. Probably my favorite verses thus far. It's like some verses that you come across and be like, okay, this might be my favorite verses. All right, this might be my favorite verses as it's going on. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yeah, this one, man, was really for, like, those gritty, grimy, you know what I'm saying, you need a fresh pair of Tim's. Kiss was out there with the Tim's on. You know what I'm saying? Santana brought the bandana out eventually. Man, it was just like a vibe, man. I really, really enjoyed it, man. You know, I really wish they could have got deeper into their like discographies and stuff like that, because it was a lot that I really wish Kiss would have been able to perform, or in that Styles would have been able to perform. Styles couldn't even get to a Gangster and the Gentleman tracks. You know, Kiss really couldn't get to Kiss of Death tracks, or you know, things like that. The Last Kiss, he couldn't, you know. But it's like, you know, when you in a group with people, man, you know, like, you could really perform so much and stuff. So but they did a really good job, man. It was really, really fun. New York was alive, man, just seeing that crowd in Madison Square Garden, dog. Man, I love New York, man. Shout out to everybody in NYC, man. I can't wait to get back out there and kick it with my peoples out there, man. I got family out there. I got a lot of homies out there, man. So I really, really can't wait to get back out there and see my people, man, and enjoy it. But yeah, man, it was such a vibe, man. I'm happy I grew up on this music. I'm happy that it was a part of my life. I'm happy that for the people who also got a chance to enjoy it, man, that it was a part of y'all life as well, and y'all had a great time, man. So, you know, comment and tell me what your favorite moment was, what songs that they didn't perform that you wish you would have heard. I wish we probably would have got a a glimpse of Hell Rail, a glimpse of J.R. Ryder. I wish we would have seen them. Shout out to Freaky Zeke, man. He was so funny, dog, because it's like, you know, Freaky just the energy, the Dipset hype, man. But I wish they would have performed Beat Without Bass for him. You know what I'm saying? That's Freaky's biggest song, man. But Free Max B, they performed G's Up. Jim performed Ballin'. RIP to Stack Bundles, dog. RIP DMX, RIP Biggie, man. It was lit, man. I wish the Locks would have performed Breathe Easy and more things off of We Are the Streets, like Recognize and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Those are some of my favorite songs. But, you know, two of my favorite groups, man. Two of hip hop's best dynamic groups to ever come through and really be influential and change the landscape of hip hop and the game, dog. It was monumental, man. I can't wait to see G-Unit get up there and perform. Hopefully they can reunite and perform, you know what I'm saying? Because that would have been ill to see G-Unit versus Dipset, but I know that it might be a little bit of turmoil there. But yeah, man, it was lit, man. And I hope G-Unit would be on that tour. That would be a nostalgic tour, man. State Property, the Locks, and Dipset, man. That needs G-Unit on there, man. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Till next time, man. Thank y'all for showing support to Steak and Eggs. Follow Steak and Eggs any and everywhere, man. Shout out to everybody that subscribed to the channel. Shout out to everybody that follows, that comments, shows love and support, man. To people that's buying merch and everything like that, man. We truly appreciate you. We love you, man. And until next time, peace.